You must be pretty pleased with that, Jim. I thought you were well off your point. At least I thought that was a pretty decent performance overall.
Yeah, I think we were worth the point. You know, we changed the style a little bit today and dropped off Falkirk a little bit just to try and play on the counter-attack. And, you know, and for large parts of the game, that worked. You know, it's you've got to be very disciplined when you play that, because obviously the opposition have the ball and you know, they're knocking about the back, and sometimes you know, fans can get frustrated. They want you to go and press. But we felt that the way Falkirk played, with the likes of Nisbet and Oliver and McGuffey and Morris and that, in those little pockets, they're very, very dangerous. So we tried to nullify that space as much as we could, and then hopefully you know, try hitting the counter attack. And you know, by and large, you know, listen, of course they're very, very good team and they've got some terrific players. They're going to have one or two chances, but we restricted them to not too many today, and when they did, they had good blocks, or Ryan Mullen, who came in for his first game for I don't know, 6-7 months, something about that, was excellent. So overall, yeah, it was a good point for us against a terrific side.
A hard job for Kyle Doherty up front, but I thought he had a really good game, actually. Yeah. I thought he was excellent. He led the line very well, kind of fed off scraps. Mm-hmm. It certainly had an impressive game.
Yeah, Kyle was terrific today. You know, but I think everybody really, you know, gave a fantastic shift, put in a fantastic shift today, and it was a real team, you know, a real team performance today when everybody, you know, as I say, especially late in the game, you're tired and Falkirk are still moving the ball about and they make terrific substitutions, then, you know, you've got to stay focused. And I think we managed to do that, because in the latter stage of the match, we weren't really cut open. So that takes a bit of discipline and a lot of concentration. And as I said, we had two or three chances towards the end of the game, which we might just have nicked it. So, yeah, I mean, I'm greedy. I want to nick it. I want one of those days where you're maybe under the cosh a little bit, but you sneak a 1-0 win. Unfortunately, that wasn't to be the case. But a clean sheet and a point against Falkirk's a decent result.
Barry Cuddington has
250. Yeah, absolutely delighted for Barry. The wee presentation for the game, his family came into the dressing room and he got presented with the, you know, replica jersey with 200 on it. And yeah, listen, it's a fantastic achievement. And again, I thought he was outstanding today, put in a fantastic shift. And players like that are few and far between, you know, and what they give to football clubs like Clyde is should never be underestimated. It's easier when you're playing at a top level and you're earning the riches that some of them do. But when you're a player playing at a club like Clyde, you're certainly not in it for the money. You're in it because you've got that commitment and those type of players should never be underestimated. Very, very valuable to Clyde, and absolutely delighted for him. And I think everybody wants to congratulate him on that 200th appearance.